Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the third episode of my podcast series, Language of Football. My name is Burak. Within the next 10 minutes, I will be talking about the results in the match day 7 and 8 in the Turkish Super League, Turkey's national matches, and the situation in the World Cup qualifications, Turkish teams, European Cup results. Firstly, let me explain the reason that I couldn't record a new podcast in the last 2 weeks. I couldn't make it because my daughter was ill. It lasts approximately 10 to 12 days. We think she got the flu from the kindergarten and she had a fever up to 39 degrees. She had a cough as well. Anyway, she is doing fine right now. That's why I couldn't find any suitable time to create a new podcast and record. But I followed the games and the news about Turkish football for sure. Let me remind you the channels that we can get in touch. You can reach out to me to give information or your comments or just to share your ideas via Gmail, Twitter or YouTube. The email address of my podcast is languageoffootball@gmail.com. On Twitter, it's @languageoffoot. And on YouTube, you may search and listen or write to me on Language Football channel. You can listen the podcast on Spotify and also on Google Play. Okay, after this brief information, let's start to touch our headlines. Last Turkish champion Beşiktaş faced Ajax and lost 2-0 against Dutch representative in the second game of Champions League in Group C. After this result, the host Ajax, who made 2 out of 2 in the group, continued to lead with 6 points and more than the match. Beşiktaş has no points. An interesting note is that Beşiktaş went to the Netherlands with exactly 11 missing players who were injured. So the expectation in the Turkish public was a heavy defeat like Beşiktaş had against Liverpool 8-0 in 2007. However, the game didn't go with this way, despite Ajax missed some clear opportunities and the game ended 2-0. On Thursday, it means Europa League night for European football lovers, and two Turkish teams showed up on the stage. Fenerbahce surprisingly lost 3-0 at home to Greek power Olympiakos, and Galatasaray again surprisingly got a point with a goalless draw from Velodrome Stadium Marseille. I said it's surprising for both of them because Fenerbahce started the season very well. They were strict on the defense side with two youngsters stars, Attila Salahi and Kim Min-jae. Also, they had a great match against Frankfurt, so everyone in Turkey was expecting a good play and a win from Fenerbahce, but the Greek team got 3 points in Kadıköy. On the other hand, there were huge expectations from Galatasaray to be beaten by Marseille, but Gala players stayed very close to each other on the field, defended strong, didn't think to attack that much, and got the valuable point because after they had won against Lazio, they got 4 points in 2 difficult matches. Besides the European schedule, it was also a busy week in the Super League before national break. Fenerbahce won their 2 games against one of the striking teams of the league, Hatayspor and Kasımpaşa. In these 2 games, Diego Rossi, Filip Novak, Mergin Berisha and Luis Gustavo scored their first league goals of the season. Another team who won the 2 games was Galatasaray after beating Göztepe at home. They had a thriller game at Rize and won 3-2 in the 19 plus 11th minute on the stoppage time. The last goal had a lot of repercussions in Turkish media and social media because there were 3 potential fouls before Morutan's last minute goal. I think the VAR system, VAR system, should check the goal and it should have cancelled. By the way, Rizespor missed a penalty in the 87th minute when the score was 2-2. So in the end, we can say it was a lucky win for Galatasaray against Rizespor, who is at the last position on the league table. Beşiktaş lost to Altay in İzmir, then they beat Sivasspor with the two great goals of Güven Yalçın. Another championship contender Trabzonspor got 4 points in these two match days. And the surprising team was Adana Demirspor. You will remember them after they signed with the coach Vincenzo Montella. They got a point from Beşiktaş, but they showed up that wasn't by luck by beating Gaziantep and Antalya respectively. They had got 2 total points after 4 games, and now they got 10 more points in the last 4 games. The eyes will be on them on the next game against Yeni Malatyaspor. Let's check the league table after 8 games in the Turkish Super League. Fenerbahçe is in the pole position by collecting 19 points, and they will face with Trabzonspor, who is the runner-up with 18 points. It will be a remarkable game, and everyone in Turkey is waiting for this rivals' huge game. Third place holder Beşiktaş will play against Başakşehir, who has appointed Emre Belözoğlu as a coach last week. Galatasaray is the 8th place with 14 points, and they will be facing against Konyaspor on Sunday. Let's move to another subject, which is the Turkey's national journey on the World Cup 2022 road. Turkey started the group very fast by beating the Netherlands and Norway. After these two games, the Turkish public was sure to join the World Cup finals. However, we got draws against Latvia and Montenegro, beaten by Netherlands with 6-1 score, and the situation was upside down before this national break, which Turkey faces Norway and Latvia. Although the draw against Norway was disappointing, the last-minute victory against Latvia had cheered up all the fans here. There are 2 matches left in the group, and we are the 3rd position behind the Norway by 2 points. We will play against Montenegro and Gibraltar, and we will expect Norway to lose some points for reaching the promotion matches. Now it's time to talk Turkish. Turkish word of the episode is milli takım. It's actually not a word, it's group of words, but it's okay, I guess. Milli takım means national team in Turkish. Milli or millet means nation. For example, Birleşmiş Milletler is United Nations. If someone is in the national team, we say he or she is a national footballer, national swimmer. For example, maybe you know Mete Gazoz, who is an Olympic gold medalist, is a national archer of Turkey. Okay, so we are about the end of the episode. I hope you like it. You can always reach and write to me by using email or Twitter or YouTube. My email is languageoffootball@gmail.com. My Twitter ID is @languageoffoot, and my YouTube channel name is Language Football. Please do not hesitate to write an email to tell you about yourself and your opinions, feedback about the podcast. I'm always open for your feedbacks to make the podcast better. Okay, so thanks for listening. Be safe and stay in the game. Bye-bye.